Now, here's another Global Nation story. Every month, the U.S. deports thousands of men, women, and children to Guatemala. But they continue to come, or at least they try. Many are fleeing remote villages that were devastated by violence during the country's armed conflict decades ago. Those villages still struggle economically today, and many residents head north to the U.S. looking for a better future. Amy Bracken has our story from one town in Guatemala's northern highlands.
Here in Zacualpa, many locals can't resist a gamble. Get a loan and pay a smuggler thousands of dollars to take you through Mexico to the United States. You might make it and get a job and send much-needed money home to family. Or you might fail, get deported, and end up back here, worse off than you were before. Or you might go missing. In that case, your family is likely to come here, to the convent behind the Church of Zacualpa, where there's a small office marked with a paper sign saying Migration Project. It's a local initiative with outside backing from the Human Rights Center at Boston College. Luisa Hernandez Simach works here. She says most people who stop by are looking for loved ones who've gone north. We've noticed that they don't present themselves, she says. Like, my name is Maria or Juana, and I come from such and such community. The first thing they say is, I'm looking for my migrant family member. They know Hernandez Sima has access to a powerful tool, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Locator website. She plugs in the migrant's name, country of origin, and date of birth. Sometimes their location pops right up.
Sierra Blanca, Texas.
West Texas.
West Texas.
This time she scored. But sometimes this turns up nothing, which could mean the smuggler has told the migrant not to use his real name. So Hernandez Simach fills out a form with the migrant's information and submits it to an attorney at Boston College, who checks with her network of attorneys across the U.S. to see if anyone can locate this person. We're so happy when we get a result, Hernandez Simach says. To see he's in detention, here he is, the family knows he's coming home. When, we don't know, but he's coming home. The feeling is relief, of course, because the worst fear is that the loved one is dead. Here in Zacualpa, we have four cases of people who have disappeared, Hernandez Simach says. They've been missing for between 4 and 15 years. And then there's the tragic case of Manuel's family. The 67-year-old farmer first came into the office a few months back, already knowing where his daughter and grandson were. They'd been in an accident in Mexico. The smuggler had lost control of the car trying to evade authorities. Manuel's daughter had just awoken from a coma, and her 8-year-old son was dead. Hernandez Simach and I drive out to visit the family. Speaking a mix of Quiche Mayan and Spanish, Hernandez Simach asks Manuel to tell me his story. Years ago, Manuel says, his daughter's husband went to the U.S. to find work to support the family. Wife and son were supposed to join him, but unfortunately, it never happened. The first attempt was thwarted by U.S. Border Patrol. On the second try, the accident happened. When Manuel got the news, he asked the Migration Project for help. Staff members worked with churches in Mexico to arrange rides to get his daughter home with her son's remains. Without the churches, Manuel says, forget about it. Back in the convent courtyard outside the Migration Project office, I meet another client, Luis, 21 years old. In a sense, he's lucky. He survived his three attempts to reach the U.S. Each time he was caught by Border Patrol. At that part of the story, he's overcome with emotion and pauses for a while. It helps to talk to the staff here, he says. What happens in the community is one is ashamed to talk about one's failures. Hernandez Simach sees this all the time. She says people don't talk because of the pain of the debt, but also because they fail to make it through and achieve this quote-unquote American dream. For The World, Amy Bracken, Zacualpa, Guatemala.